And, you know, this next segment, I don't know what to call it. We were talking about this earlier today. As you know, I've spent many years as a reporter, and many of those years was spent abroad. So I spent a lot of time reading international news. I still enjoy it. And I always like to bring back a bit of news here and there, where an article that I find interesting to share with you as well, for a segment we like to call Jazz Around the World.
In a world. In a world.
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 In a world.
Now, Jazz Around the World.
Well, earlier today, I came upon an article that showed that told us that tobacco companies are to be forced to foot the bill for cleaning up the millions of cigarette ends that smokers discard every year. These are new environmental regulations in Spain. The ruling, which comes into force this Friday, is part of a package of measures designed to reduce waste and increase recycling. It includes a ban on single-use plastic cutlery and plates and cotton buds, expanded plastic straws and cups as well. But the law conforms to a European Union directive to limit the use of single-use plastics. But what's interesting about this is that cigarette manufacturers will also be responsible for educating the public not to discard their butts in public spaces. Now, what's interesting about this is that the Catalan government proposed introducing a scheme whereby cigarette butts could be redeemed for 20 cents each, 20 euros each, in 20 cents, which would add about $4 to the current average price for a pack of cigarettes with 20 cigarettes. Now, the scheme has not been introduced, but that's what they're looking at. Now, what's interesting is that cigarette ends are one of the most ubiquitous forms of litter and take about 10 years to decompose in the process, emitting toxic substances such as arsenic and lead. Now, recently, the Ocean Conservancy had a study on cigarette butts. Take a look at some of the content they produced in a video.
You've probably heard plastic straws are the planet's public enemy number one. But there's another major threat to the environment: cigarette butts. Remember when cigarette butts were the crusade of the moment? And with good reason. Cigarette butts vastly outweigh all forms of ocean trash by 130%. Compared to plastic straws, there are at least four times as many cigarette butts on beaches. And this isn't new. For 32 years, cigarette butts have been the largest source of ocean trash. They're almost always made of acetate, a type of plastic that isn't biodegradable. And 5 trillion cigarettes are sold every year, so they stick around and build up. When the Ocean Conservancy hosted its annual worldwide beach cleanup this year, volunteers collected enough cigarette butts, each one about as big as a thumbnail, to cover the distance of 5 marathons. Cigarette butts amount to 1/3 of all the trash the Conservancy collected in those 32 years.
So it's interesting that the amount of cigarette butts that you see on our sidewalks here in Canada or at the beach is significant. So Spain will be one of the first jurisdictions to look at that. About 16% of women and 23% of men smoke in that country. Joining me now are producers Phil Figueredo and Stephen Chang. I want to chat with both of you guys about this. Phil, let me start with you first. Now, you used to be a smoker, right?
I did, yeah.
What do you think of something like this where they basically, you know, it's a recycling fee. You'd pay a little bit more for a pack of cigarettes in the hopes that it'll discourage you to smoke, number one. And I guess in some way it'll get the message out that, hey, please recycle these. They want to start a program similar to, I guess, returning a Coke can. Mm-hmm. What do you think of this?
Yeah, I think it's kind of, it's funny because ultimately the government's trying to do something to make themselves look better by charging the cigarette companies that they have to pay this fee to clean up these cigarette butts and stuff like that. Ultimately, it comes down to the consumer. At the end of the day, I don't think paying a couple extra cents on a cigarette, like a pack of cigarettes, is going to make someone be like, you know what, this is where I draw the line. I'm going to quit smoking now. No. People are still addicted. They're going to keep on smoking. I mean, cigarette prices are insane for a pack of cigarettes. I can't believe people spend that much. But hey, I did it for close to 10 years. I smoked. So
wow.
I get it. Yeah.
Stephen, what about you? You think something like this is palatable here in Vancouver? I mean, I like the idea because it's smoking has such an impact on our healthcare system. We spend hundreds of millions of dollars of dealing with the repercussions of smoking. Still, we have a lot of young people smoking. What do you think, sort of a recycling fee of some sort to discourage people from smoking, particularly the litter that comes from those cigarette butts as well?
Well, Jazz, like the good, responsible boy that I am, I do applaud the Catalan government for taking a page out of the book of responsible parenting and charging these companies of telling them, you know what, you're cleaning up the own mess that you made. So I think it's a good idea, honestly. And I feel like if we charge those companies to clean up the mess of cigarette butts all around the streets, why not, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad idea. In fact, there's 500 Spanish beaches that have been declared smoke-free. I think just 10 alone were the outlawed smoking in Barcelona alone. So this is the direction they're headed. My one caveat, though, is you keep raising prices, the black market gets stronger. Somebody can smuggle this stuff in, sell it to you for $5 or $6 cheaper, get it from another jurisdiction. We have those issues in Canada as well. So there's a fine line. But it's interesting. Joe Bennett said to me the other day, why are we one of the, you know, why is it that smokers think that the whole world is an ashtray for them?
Yeah.
Right?
It's true. Throwing out the car on the walk, throwing it on the ground.
Yeah, you see it everywhere, right? And it doesn't decompose. So that's part of the challenge as well. So much of it ends up in our waterways and our beaches as well. So I think it's a very interesting argument that they make.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.